Hey, I have a small company, and I thought I'd go to my neighbor and say, you know what? I just need to take a piece of your land, the land next door, and the land down the street to help my bottom line. You think they're going to go for it? And more importantly, do you think it's right? Do you think we should live in a state, in a country that would ever allow a private business venture, a private entity? Well, yeah, there's another country involved. But any private organization to come and take your private property, which we all know, it's not just a physical piece. It's a way of life. It's part of your heritage. It's your culture. It's your future. You should never allow that to happen.
And that's what we've been talking about for quite some time, and tomorrow is probably the last chance that you will have to speak to your legislature in time before radical changes are made to New Hampshire's landscapes and property rights, and that is House Bill 648, which we've been talking a lot about here on Bulldog Live. 1-866-823-1077. One organization that is very clearly aware of landowners' rights and also of the proper stewardship of the land is the New Hampshire Timberland Owners Association. And Jason Stock is the executive director of it, who has written a op-ed piece that appeared in the Concord Monitor a couple weeks ago. And I think those opinions still hold true to this day, don't they, Jason?
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good to talk with you.
All right. Well, we're talking about the property rights issues here, and that is what you have written on behalf of the New Hampshire Timberland Owners Association.
Yeah. It's for us as a landowners organization. I mean, this was why we were formed 100 years ago, was, you know, by landowners for the stewardship and protection of private property. And this whole issue of eminent domain is one that we struggle with. And unless it's a true public benefit, we don't believe private land should be taken. And House Bill 648, we believe, really strengthens Article 12A of the Constitution and provides some clarity to which we believe was the intent that of Article 12A, that private land cannot be taken under eminent domain for private purposes.
Right, exactly. And as we look into the landowners that are affected by this, so many of them already have that land in current use. And it's kind of disheartening for them to say, hey, wait a minute, I bought this land for a reason, I put it in current use, and now this could happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's as your intro piece said, for a lot of folks, this property is a family and a personal asset. I've gotten calls from members who are very concerned. This is land that they've owned. It's been in their family in some cases hundreds of years. They've grandparents and great grandparents owned it, and to have it taken under an eminent domain proceeding for a private benefit is just really, it just really strikes at a fundamental core value of the state, and is really just a problem for us. Our state and our nation was built, one of the underpinnings of that was private land ownership and private enterprise. And this whole issue is just really a problem for us.
Well, yes, and I can see how, the New Hampshire Timberland Owners Association, which works very closely with landowners to have sustainable forests. I mean, here, we'll have fragmenting of forests by the construction of these towers and clearing widths hundreds of feet wide.
Yeah, I mean, there's the impacts to the landscape itself. But I'll tell you, Brian, there's an aesthetic issue there, and there's a productivity issue in terms of the land itself. But even more fundamental than that is just this notion that a private enterprise can take private land. It just again, I can't stress that enough. It's just that fundamental that this is a stretch of eminent domain, and that is just so problematic, and it sets a really bad precedent. It just sets a terrible precedent, and we saw it in Connecticut in 2005, 2006, where private land was taken for a private development in the name of jobs and economic activity, and you just say, when is it going to happen to me? Because it's a real problem.
Well, it would be a way to discourage people from buying property, because if they buy property, they not know who's going to come along and take it next, because that's the question that keeps coming up. If this is allowed to go through, what would be next?
Oh, and I get that question regularly. Where does it end? Is it a utility line? Is it a shopping center? This will generate tax revenue. This can generate jobs and economic activity. I mean, that's what we saw in Connecticut was, some revitalization of, shopping and areas and things like that. And you just say, where does it end?
Right. And you know what? Just for our listeners, in case they missed me talking about, because I'm intimately familiar with what happened in New London, Connecticut. There is nothing there today. They kicked everybody out of their homes. They bulldozed the homes. And now it's just a big old brownfield. That's all it is.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. Nothing. But as we look at this, the Northern Pass project, at the end of the day, is still a private project.
Yes.
Because, it is put forth by Hydro-Québec, who is funding this, and that's where the majority of the profits are going to go back to.
Yeah. And again, it just runs counter to what we believe is the intent of the New Hampshire Constitution. And the hope is that House Bill 648 will provide that clarity that, private property cannot be taken for private gain.
Well, and what we're looking at here is how New Hampshire has made many attempts over, probably at least as long as the New Hampshire Timberland Owners Association has been around for a century, in trying to protect property owners. And this is simply what you are seeking to do with House Bill 648 as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's that simple. That's that simple, Brian, is that, eminent domain is yes, it does have a place, and there is a purpose and a place for it. But for a private enterprise, to exercise that power or even threaten it, and that's the other piece of this, is even the threat of eminent domain is an incredibly powerful thing. And so what's troublesome to us is even the discussions about that, it sends a message already, before formal letters and discussions and negotiations have even begun, even the discussion of the threat of eminent domain it puts a chilling effect on land ownership and just property values in general.
It immediately creates a hostile relationship between the landowners and the company that wants to use that land. So therefore, it sets the stage for what would be very futile negotiations.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. We all recognize it's a last resort, but it is a pretty dramatic outcome and very dramatic process when it is in fact exercised, and so even just the discussion or the threat of it is, like I said, puts a pretty chilling effect on the landowners themselves.
Absolutely. Well, Jason Stock, I certainly hope that the legislators take a listen to what you have to say on that as well, as it comes up before the House. The Senate Judiciary Committee, which will be held in Representatives Hall at the State House, the biggest room that is available, with 500 plus seats available. Why do I have a feeling they're going to be filled?
Yes.
Well, good. Well, Jason, thank you again for very, very much for joining us. Where can people get more information about the New Hampshire Timberland Owners Association?
www.nhtoa.org. That's our website, and they can go there and learn more about us. mean, we do a lot of advocacy work on behalf of private landowners. You know, eminent domain is the flavor of the day, but there's a whole host of other issues and things that we work on as well, and that's where they can learn about it.
All right. Well, Jason, thank you very much, and I know people hear you from time to time on the New Hampshire Wake Up Show with Peter St. James as well. So.
Yes, they do.
Good. Well, thanks for making yourself available here to Bulldog Live. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian.
Okay, you're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay.